The Mayor of Hollywood is about as fictional as any role in a movie. It's an honorary position, and it conveys no real authority, but it does involve lots of FaceTime with celebrities. Every time one of them gets a star on the legendary Walk of Fame, the mayor is there to do the honors, which is why all kinds of people are tossing their hats into the ring now that the job is open. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
For decades, Hollywood's glitterati have had their names immortalized with sidewalk stars. The latest received her star just last week before a crowd of paparazzi and adoring fans.
Angela Bassett!
Emceeing the ceremony was Laurent Gubler, the president of Hollywood's Chamber of Commerce. He's filling in for the late Johnny Grant, who was honorary mayor for nearly three decades. Grant died in January at the age of 84, and actress Angela Bassett says he's going to be hard to replace.
He was the mayor of Hollywood. He knew everyone, so he always made you feel at home in his city. And we miss him dearly, and I know he's looking down on this boulevard today.
The search is now on for Tinseltown's official master of ceremonies. Among the hopefuls is a woman whose provocative pinup images have loomed over the streets of Hollywood since the 1980s.
Ooh, Hollywood!
Angeline is a self-professed blonde bombshell billboard princess whose age and bust size are both beyond measure. Angeline promotes herself by tooling around town in a hot pink Corvette and wearing skimpy mini dresses.
I've been called the saving grace of Hollywood, the muse of Los Angeles, the inspiration of glamour. Actually, that's what I come with. It's just part of the deal. Pink car, positive energy, love. Ooh!
Angeline says her fans encouraged her to campaign to be Hollywood's mayor, though the position will be chosen by the Chamber of Commerce, not voters. She's already had failed runs for L.A. mayor and governor of California. In her latest bid, she's running on a platform of hot pink glamour.
If it's somebody that isn't glamorous, then who cares? But it's important for me to be in the position. Me, Angeline. Because I'm so much a part of Hollywood. I am Hollywood. And it just needs to be me. That's it. There's nothing else to say. Boom!
But Angeline has some stiff competition from another Hollywood legend.
Gary Owens for NPR. Speaking off stage where my hair is on fire.
Meet the man who's the voice of countless cartoons, radio, and TV programs, and a legendary comedy show from 40 years ago that made him famous.
NBC proudly presents Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In.
Gary Owens is 71 years old and already has a star on the Walk of Fame. Now he wants to be mayor and says Johnny Grant handpicked him as his successor.
Well, it is an honorary mayor's job, and there is no money with it or anything, but it's a joy. I was honorary mayor in Woodland Hills, and I took over for the great Buster Keaton, one of the greatest comics of all time. I took over from him in the early 1960s. When we moved from Woodland Hills to Encino, I took over from Tim Conway as the honorary mayor.
Owens knows it's a PR job and says he has the right connections with thousands of celebrities.
Carl Reiner, Sid Caesar, Ed Asner, Ted Knight, Jack Webb, Joseph Cotten, Monty Hall.
Owens' longtime pal Monty Hall is another Hollywood legend who's said to be in the running. You remember him from his TV game show, Let's Make a Deal.
What's behind door number three?
But Monty Hall says he has no desire to take on the mayorship.
Oh, no. Been there, done that.
Monty Hall was Hollywood's honorary mayor for most of the 1970s. He got his star on the Walk of Fame back in 73. Now that he's retired from showbiz, Hall says he'd rather raise money for charities than glad hand with celebrities and ride in the annual Hollywood Christmas parade.
I've had 4 hospital wings named for me. That's even more important, I think. And so a star in cement is something that people trot on. They walk all over you. What else can I say? It doesn't give you an Oscar.
So no deal for the Let's Make a Deal.
No deal for the Let's Make a Deal man, no. He's got other things on his plate.
Hall says he's rooting for Gary Owens. As for Angeline.
No comment.
But Monty Hall says whoever gets the job should have fun with it.
In the make-believe town, it's a make-believe position.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Hi, this is Gary Owen speaking off stage where I can't hear me, reminding you are listening to NPR, National Public Radio.